Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning and welcome to the show today. We have a special guest. We're going to visit with Game Warden Randy Conway, who recently retired. But first of all, hope you're enjoying your Juneteenth holiday. Some of you are off work today. If you're a federal or state employee, for sure, the Crittenden Press is closed today, but we're still working. Some of us are anyway. Had someone ask me yesterday, actually, what Juneteenth holiday represents. And, you know, it's something that was started back in 2021, at least nationwide. It was declared a federal holiday 4 years ago, and it's celebrated on June 19th to celebrate and commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States. The holiday was first celebrated back in Texas in 1865, in the aftermath of the U.S. Civil War, as enslaved people were declared free under terms of the 1862 Emancipation Proclamation. And this was the day is celebrated in particular because that was the day the enslaved people in Texas learned of their emancipation. So today we celebrate. Just wanted to make sure everyone knows that the boil water order in Marion, Kentucky has been lifted. It was lifted on Tuesday before noon, I think around 10:30 a.m. however, the city of Marion will continue to investigate the reasons for this being the second straight boil water order due to high levels of ammonia in the city's raw water sources. Starting to raise some red flags now. It's pretty very unusual that this would happen, certainly twice. And so I think maybe even the State Division of Water is going to get involved, and they're going to investigate this and see exactly what is going on. Speaking of the city's lakes and raw water sources, Lake George is in the news this week. You can grab your Crittenden Press and read all about what's going on out there right now, how it's bouncing back as a local fishery. We have Jason Brown, who you heard on the program earlier in the week, and he kind of takes you through what kind of fish are out there, how it's the chances are of landing a nice bass. So grab your Crittenden Press this week. Also in the Crittenden Press this week, an article on Randy Conway, the former game warden who just recently retired. And we're going to take just a moment and visit with Randy.
So I have with me today Randy Conway. And Randy has spent the last couple of decades plus being the Crittenden County Game Warden, Conservation Officer, Randy, and that's the actual term they use for it, isn't it?
That was when I first started out. It was Wildlife and Boating Officer, and then we went to Conservation Officer, and now we are Game Wardens.
That's our again?
Yeah, we're titled Game Warden.
Come back around, because that was the old term everybody used.
I don't know if they ever, I don't think it was ever in legislation that they were Game Wardens. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was legislative name. Now it's in legislation that we are the game warden.
I just know when I was growing up, it was the game warden, and then as I became or moved into the professional world, you at least when you were riding them in any professional manner, it was conservation officer. You've recently retired, and just tell us a little bit about your life as a game warden, the ups and the downs, and maybe what the day in the life of a game warden was like in Crittenden County, Kentucky over the past 22 years.
Right. This time of year, you know, I was getting out and going to the lakes and patrolling the lakes, whether it was boating laws or fishing laws. And, you know, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I knew I was going to Lyon County, Catawba, and going on the lake. Springtime, you know, it was going to be fishing and turkey season in the spring, and then in, you know, fall and winter, it was deer and duck, you know. Mm-hmm. Small game existence, there's more now. It seems like they're rabbit hunting. There's no quail, you know. No, there's hardly any quail anymore, but...
There are more panthers than there are quail, right?
I guess that's
you
what
you probably people, have more sightings.
I have more calls on panthers than I do quail, you know. But I think they are making a little comeback. I heard a couple this year at the house, you know, do their calls.
And panthers spring. Or quail?
It was quail. Yeah, and you never know what you might see at my house over there, you know.
You live right there by the wildlife management area, which was convenient for you as a wildlife officer, right?
Yes, sir. That was. The last few years, I spent most of my time not being summertime, but, you know, I would work that area right there because there was so much activity mm-hmm. on the WMAs. Mm-hmm.
So when you would go out into the field, I know you when you were a pretty new officer, you showed up at a dove field I was at one day, and it came out of the horse weed, and you were sweating, mm-hmm. and I think you probably walked a mile based on where we were at. So was there a lot of that? Would you get out and tromp around in the backwoods and look for violators?
Yes, sir, I would. Those were the golden years for me.
Yeah.
You know, I liked showing up to spots that that people didn't think I was going to show up to.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, in the springtime when there's turkey season, I would log over 100 miles on my boots. I mean, I walked from February, you know, I probably started walking, you know, middle to late February, and I would walk Crittenden County.
Now, were you looking for baiting or hunters or both? What were you?
It was just general activity. If I could find, you know, some hunting activity, in the spring, I might find a deer camp that I was going to come back to in the fall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would just get out and say, man, this is some pretty country here. I'm going to walk through here. And, mm-hmm. and I'd get out and just start strolling around and admiring the countryside.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me a little bit before we started recording this that kind of the laws have changed. You can't do that as much now, right?
It's changed a little bit for us. You know, as a game warden, I have to have some kind of reasonable suspicion to go, whether that be in a bag on the side of the road or are tracks that lead back into a farm, just something that I can say, well, you know, why are they driving back in there so much this time of year? You mm-hmm. know, why is there activity there? Let's see if there's some kind of hunting activity going on, or illegal activity with wildlife going on back there.
And you mentioned that beyond the wildlife side of it, there's also the patrolling the lake and boating safety and regulations. And I see you guys out at the lake sometime in your full gear, long pants, and you do not look very comfortable.
Well, we take a lot of breaks. We'll find a shade tree or, you know, I'm on Barkley, so we go down there to Prizer and hang out for a while. But the lake patrol is pretty tough. You know, there's a, you know, you always have the boating accidents and the drownings and mm-hmm. and that's I still remember the first drowning I work. I can't get rid of it. You know, it's kind of like PTSD. I don't think I have it, but you know, I'll dream about that sometime. The first guy that I drug out of the water, and then there was a young 3-year-old that we drug out one time, and I'll remember those things. And I also remember my first ticket. And my second ticket, and then the last ticket of my career that I wrote, I remember those. But anything in between that, you know, it's pretty tough to remember those things.
It's kind of like a grocery list. I always remember the first two things and the last two, and can't remember anything in between.
Right. And I remember some good cases that I had. You know, it was early on in my career, and I caught a turkey poacher, mm-hmm. and he'd been killing those things for years. And I did have a tip on that. You know, people were around town. They say, hey, this guy is killing abundance of turkeys, and that was my first arrest. I can remember that first arrest. That was my first arrest. But.
So what is the most rewarding thing about being a game warden? I would assume it'd have to be just the people you meet and the things that you get to see and do.
Yeah, we have a diversity of people, you know, and I enjoyed meeting people, talking to people, and have their experience with wildlife went with my experience with wildlife. I enjoyed that, and I always liked to catch somebody that knew that they were violating. Mm-hmm. If they knew it was wrong, you know, I was going to get you. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, somebody might forget to fill out a harvest log, or which is illegal, and I have written those, but they're not as important to me as somebody, you know, throwing that corn on the ground to kill a turkey over, mm-hmm. or, you know, spotlighting a deer. Mm-hmm. You know, those are catching too many bass and keeping too many bass or crappie or short fish. And, you know, those kind of violations, not violations, those are misdemeanors.
It's a crime.
It's a crime. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed, I got you. You know, I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the look on people's face when we showed up.
Yeah. And,
you know.
So we'll have more in this coming week's Crittenden Press. You can read about more details, Randy Conway and his life and times as a game warden in Crittenden County, Kentucky. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back after this message to bring you more local news.
Hello, friends. This is Shanna down at H&H Home and Hardware, and I want to know if you know what's just as easy as raising 10 chickens. That's right. It's raising 20, so you might as well make it 40. Chicken math is in full swing down at H&H. Live chicks available now with new breeds arriving every week. So round the kids up, bring them on down, and let's hang out a while. That's H&H Home and Hardware. Right across from Food Giant in the old Shopco building. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 6, and we hope that you'll find us on Facebook and Instagram so that you can keep up with all the exciting things going on.
In local obituaries, Shelby Jean Little, 82, of Missouri, passed away on June 10th. She obviously has local connections here in Crittenden County. Graduated from the high school here in 1960. Billy Joe B.J. May, 94 of Marion, passed away on Sunday, June 15th at Livingston Hospital. Of course, many folks remember B.J. as the longtime surveyor of Crittenden County and the region. Did a lot of work throughout the region. He was a Salem graduate in 1949. Services are today at Myers Funeral Home. The funeral's at 11 a.m. today. Also, Shirley Ann Fritz, 85, passed away on June 10th. Judy was a longtime employee out at the former Marion Potter and Brumfield plant. And if you're looking for something to do today and want to get involved in the Crittenden County Library, the Friends of the Library will be meeting tonight at 6 p.m. At the library. They have a great time, do a lot of events over at the library. It's a good program. If you're interested, just stop by and become a member. On Friday, tomorrow, Fabric Door Hanger will be at 10 a.m. at Crittenden County Public Library. And if the library may not be your gig today, take a trip out to Mount Zion Church Road to Hidden Valley Kitchen. That's just off of Mount Zion Road, actually. It's on Butter Road, but they have tomatoes ready, woven rugs, handmade soap, baked goods, canned goods, jellies, pickles, relish, and a whole lot more. You can see their complete advertisement in your Early Bird or the Crittenden Press. That's Hidden Valley Kitchen out on Butter Road in the Amish community. And while you're out in that area, stop by Mattoon's Village Pantry. They have bulk foods there. Then you can take a little jaunt over to a Hillside Grocery on the other side of the Amish community out on the Ferry Road. Right now you can beat the mainstream grocery prices with goods from the Amish stores.
Do you need interior design assistance? If so, contact Shane Waters at SLW Solutions. Shane provides interior design, including draperies and decorating advice. That's SLW Solutions, Shane Waters, 270-704-0623.
Something local folks may want to put on their calendar for next week. There will be a meeting at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, kind of an odd time for this type of meeting, but it's a town hall type meeting being hosted by Kenergy, the power company, alongside of Connexon, its partner in bringing broadband internet to the area. Again, that's going to be at 10 a.m. Tuesday, June 24th, out at the Kenergy office on Old Mott City Road, just south of Marion. They will be providing information on when you can expect to have that service available in Crittenden County, broadband that will come alongside of your electricity. And I think it'll be on the same bill. You'll just pay one bill and get that. I believe that's the way it's going to be. You can get all that information at that meeting at 10 a.m. Something else to put on your radar, the cost of U.S. stamps will be going up on July 14th. First class mail will go from 73 cents right now to 78. So go out and get you some of those cheap stamps while they last at 73 cents. You have about 3 weeks to get that done. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Rocket Youth Football Camp finished up yesterday out at the high school campus. 3 days of Rocket football for the young folks. Some of the top award winners, you know, they have a punt, pass, and kick competition at the end of the event. And the overall winners in the age 5 and 6 group were Rowan Berry, Birdie Brown, and Maddox Day. In the 7 and 8 year old division, overall winners were Heaton Davis, Clark Perriman, and Cade Collins. And in the 9 and 10 year old category, you had Chase Winders, Grayson Pritchett, Colton James. Those were the top three. And in the 11 and up, it was Brady Polk, Barrett Brown, and Liam Schultz leading the way. And you can read all of the final standings for the punt, pass, and kick and the obstacle course competition. That will be in the Crittenden Press next week. Out at Marion Crittenden County Park tonight, the 12 and under girls softball tournament is underway. That will be the Labs, the Lakes Area Baseball and Softball League tournament. All of the tournaments in youth recreational league, baseball, and softball are going on this week in between rainfalls. And some of the games have been played here, but they're played all across the region. The baseball divisions are all on the road the rest of the week, nearby communities. But you can get out there and catch the 12 and under softball for sure. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.